This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
I think one of the interesting things about this program, or any kind of true crime programming that dives into the psychology of what people are doing or capable of doing, is trying to answer that question. Why did they do what they're doing or are plotting to do? And what makes it, I think, a curious question and one of the most difficult to ever answer is we don't always, there's not always a logical answer to any of it. Sometimes it's just what the heck there is. You couldn't predict it. There's no making this shit up, as a lot of people I've said many times in my life. Like this story, 17-year-old Connor Hilton facing charges, including one count of murder, two counts of aggravated assault causing serious bodily harm following the tragic shooting incident that unfolded in suburban Friendswood on December 23rd. Always happens in towns that sound like warm and cuddly. You know, it sounds so idyllic. That's how it always then works when it ends up on Hulu and like they make the made for TV version of it or the miniseries. And it's like Friendswood, and they can picture this. They have like the little sign of the city and there's, you know, leprechauns or something out and children playing in the park with a kite. And like then all of a sudden tragedy strikes. Ethan Riley, 18, lost his life in the incident while his 19-year-old friend Benjamin Beek survived, but remains in critical condition at a local hospital. Hilton allegedly said he had thought about and wanted to commit a homicide for a long time. Because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
According to the police affidavit, Hilton said he had a handgun after he talked his mother into buying him one. Mom, I really need a handgun. Good job, Mom. He reportedly,
just what a 17-year-old kid needs.
Because every 17-year-old needs a fucking handgun. He reportedly said that he wanted the gun with the intent of shooting someone or himself. I'm guessing that wasn't part of the "Hey, Mom, I want a handgun" conversation. Listen, I'm hoping.
I'd really like to shoot someone I know.
Okay, honey, let's go to Walmart and get you one. Well, maybe we'll get a Happy Meal along the way. Before the shooting, the suspect said all three of them were in the main area of the residence when he was showing them the gun. Hilton reportedly said there was no altercation between him and the victims on the day of the shooting. According to the affidavit, Hilton said he stood up, raised the gun, and shot Riley first in the left side of the head. He said he then turned to his right and shot the other victim in the left side of his head. Hilton told investigators that he fully understood what he had done and that he should be held accountable. I don't know what you do to somebody like that other than, well, if you're the officer responding, it's time to unholster your weapon and remove that person from the earth. But again, you'd be in trouble for that. But I don't see any reason why this human blob of flesh should exist any longer. The senseless act was brought to the attention of the authorities when the unidentified witness locked in a bathroom reported hearing two gunshots and immediately called the police. The witness claimed to hear Hilton sobbing and yelling in remorse after the incident. Sorry.
That's so weird.
You can't suddenly be sad about what you just did when you shot your friends in the head. Upon police arrival, Hilton was found outside his house visibly distraught. He indicated to the officers that he believed two teenagers inside the house were deceased. Riley was discovered discovered on the ground with a gunshot wound to his head, while Beek was also shot in the head but survived. I'm sure that'll be a lovely rest of his life.
Oh my God, the poor kid.
During the investigation, Hilton admitted to the police that he had convinced his mother to acquire the revolver for him. In subsequent interviews, Hilton confessed to shooting both victims without any apparent disturbance or disagreement. Initially facing two counts of aggravated assault and bodily harm, Hilton's charges were upgraded to murder after Riley's death. Placed under a $1 million bond at the Galveston County Jail, GPS monitoring has been added to his bond conditions. There should be no bond for this.
No, and at first there was. Like, he was able to bond out. And then once one of these victims passed away, they went and rearrested him for murder charges. But how do you intentionally shoot two people? And apparently the folks had access to money and were able to get him out.
Hilton's attorney is requesting a bond low enough to allow him to leave jail for mental health treatment. At some point,
that should have been done already.
In one's life,
too late.
You got to say, it's too late. There's nothing that's going to help this person anymore. And what's the fucking point? Why waste the time of a mental health professional on someone who's already destroyed lives to this degree? What is the point of trying to rehabilitate or make that flesh blob feel any better about themselves? What is the fucking point? I don't see it. Mental health counseling was gone
before this.
It's done. He did what he did. I don't care if he rots now. I don't care if he's feeling horrible. I don't care if he wants to kill himself. Cool. Someone like this, great. Let's speed that up. And then the rest of the world doesn't have to deal with this human being ever again. In a surprising twist, Hilton's attorneys dispute his ownership of the gun, claiming it belongs to his mother, John C. Hilton, who purchased it for her own protection and kept it in a locked safe. Criminal defense attorney J.L. Carpenter released the following statement on behalf of the Hilton family. Is this the one you said you...
This makes me angry, yes.
Okay.
And read it, and then I'll tell you why.
I'm not angry enough already. The parents of Connor Hilton cannot express enough of their deepest condolences to the victims' families who have been heavily on the Hilton's hearts and minds as they try to navigate this devastating situation. The Hilton family wants to thank everyone who has reached out in love and support, including all who sent positive comments about Connor's character and good nature in general. The family asks for continued prayers for everyone affected, especially the victims' families.
Like, they should have stopped with, they offer their deepest condolences to the victims' families who have been heavily on the Hilton's hearts and minds as they try to navigate this devastating situation. End of comments.
Full stop.
Full stop. But then they went on to say, but thanks for everyone who's reached out, love and support, including all who sent positive comments about Connor's character and good nature.
He's a really good guy. You know, a lot of women liked going out with Ted Bundy until they were dead. And then their corpses were fucked in a field. Yeah. It's, I think it speaks a little bit of volume about maybe the home life or the lack of accountability.
Denial of this family.
Yeah.
Because to me, if I was one of these poor victims' families, you know, because the one kid is still alive, mm-hmm. He was shot in the head.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be an easy recovery. And then in this statement with condolences, it's kind of like that, but, you know, we feel bad, but thanks to everybody, you know, saying how of a good guy Connor is. No, Connor's not a good guy. Connor just shot two people in the head and killed one of them.
And then
these
somehow
people's families will never be the same.
And then somehow the system let him out on bond. He spent Christmas Day with his family that
and
evening.
Then was arrested Christmas night.
Police showed up Christmas night and charged him with murder. Yep. How he wasn't charged initially and held doesn't make any sense. I mean,
yeah.
My God.
Because he was sobbing and upset when they arrested him. Like, oh, man.
Oh, shucks.
Here's the thing. Like, I always wanted to kill somebody. So he shot one guy, but he went ahead and did it again.
Like,
really bugs me. He did it to this poor kid, the second kid who witnessed the first one. And then he put the gun to that kid's head, too, and did it again.
And then
he's like, oh, I regret it. Connor's not a good kid. There's not good nature.
But thanks for the nice comments about him. He's a nice boy. It just pissed me off when I read that.
Just express your condolences for the family. And I get this family's going through a lot.
Yeah.
But don't stand up for Connor in this statement about what a good-natured kid he is.
There is no good in someone like that. And there's no rehabilitating. There's no fixing. There's nothing that's positive is going to happen out of this. And he spent Christmas Day with his family. I just can't. Yeah.
These people spent Christmas burying a child, making mm-hmm. funeral arrangements, and the other family was in the hospital because I'm sure this kid's in critical condition.
Yeah, and he's at home Christmas Day with his family. I think the best thing that could possibly happen, my Christmas wish, even though Christmas is done, for 2024, is that by next Christmas at this time, this person, Connor Hilton, he himself is a lump of coal.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.